Halloween is the theme on our show today on Live and Local here on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. The Sweet Adelines of Champaign-Urbana are presenting a Ghoul's Night Out Halloween Spooktacular, Believe It or Not. And we have a quartet from the chorus joining us on the show today in the second half of our program. First half also focuses on Halloween. In fact, it's an enactment on stage of a radio play that was created from three stories, each by Edgar Allan Poe, Rudyard Kipling, and Oscar Wilde, and collectively called a Halloween trilogy. And this is being recreated by the folks at SoDo Theater, which is a new-ish performance space in Southdown Champaign. So we'll be hearing a little bit about the space and a preview of at least one of those stories from several of the actors. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. Hope you'll stay with us for that show. I also hope that you will add your voice in support of the programs here at FM 90.9. This is what was projected to be the final day of our fall pledge period, but to be perfectly frank, we have too far to go to say we're done at the end of today, so we hope to be done sometime tomorrow so that we can get to our goal of 1,200 calls from listeners during this fall pledge drive. You can become the next caller and the first one for today's Live and Local when you call this number, 217-244-0025, 244-0025, or you can give online at willpledge.org. It's always important that each show register a certain amount of support. Nobody really takes a tally, but people do pay attention to know whether a given program supports itself, so to speak, with financial pledges from its listeners. And so I challenge those of you who have discovered and enjoyed Live and Local in the last 2.5 years to please make your contribution in support of it. You can do it at the basic $40 level that will get you our monthly program guide called Patterns Magazine. You could do it at the $52 level, which will give you our member card from WILL, which entitles you to all kinds of discounts, especially at restaurants, not only in our immediate listening area, but you can sort of take it across the country with you. That comes to for a $52 pledge. Or some other level, higher or lower, if necessary, that is comfortable for you. The most important thing is that we hear from you and know that you support the program. 217-244-0025 or online at willpledge.org. 1,200 pledges total, and we had last check around 510 to go, and we'll be getting an update in a little while from, I think I'll be joined by Donda Beard on our program today. Coming up, Halloween music, Halloween stories, and a bit of barbershop. It's Live and Local. Was music by a fellow named Antonio Bazzini called The Goblin's Round and performed here by violinist Gil Shaham with pianist Jonathan Feldman on Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly, and this is our Halloween show, so to speak. We'll be talking later with some members of the Champaign-Urbana Sweet Adelines who are giving a show they're calling. What are they calling their show? Well, A Ghoul's Night Out, A Halloween Spooktacular, Believe It or Not, is the complete title here. And we'll be having one of the quartets from the Sweet Adelines. They're giving their show on Saturday night in Champaign. And in case you didn't know what Sweet Adelines are, they are female barbershoppers. First, though, we have the Halloween Trilogy, a live radio drama. The twist there is that it's not being given on the radio, although you're going to be hearing a preview here on the radio, but they're actually going to do a staged retelling of three creepy tales by Rudyard Kipling, Oscar Wilde, and, of course, Edgar Allan Poe. You can't go do a radio drama of scary stories and not have at least one by Edgar Allan Poe, so they do have one. They, being folks from the SoDo Theater in downtown Champaign, and SoDo is short for South Downtown. It's in a space that, if you know it at all, you may know it as where the Music Shop used to be. It's been a while now, and where another organization still is called Class Act. And this space actually is sort of a multi-use facility right now. And here with us, along with the actors for the Halloween Trilogy, are two of the, I don't know what you guys are officially called here, but Lisa and Jason Cerezo, I know you're among the organizers and producers and whatnot for SoDo Theater. So thanks for coming in. And one of you just sort of give us an introduction better than I've just done to SoDo.
Well, actually, the radio drama is being produced by Psychic Joker Entertainment, which is, like you said, Jason and myself and Jace Hoppus, who is here with us as well. SoDo Theater is kind of the rebranding of the space and an expansion from it being just Class Act. Natalie Ellis is kind of spearheading that as letting it be recognized as more of a multi-use facility. Prompting Theater's done some things in there. There have been some guests traveling through and performing in there. And then she approached us, knowing that we're actually looking to either find or start a venue of our own for some of our things, which are oftentimes magic-centric, but this time of year, we really like to kind of branch out and try a few other things, like this radio drama. And Natalie had approached us and just basically said, hey, you know, she has time for late-night space on the stage. A lot of times, things are finished by 9 or 10 o'clock at night. So she's kind of letting us have carte blanche on the stage there, and we're taking full advantage of that.
And the show on Saturdays does start at 10 o'clock at night, so this is for the folks who really want to be creeped out.
Right. This actually starts at 10:30. Doors will open at 10. I believe there might actually be an event happening before us that finishes up at 10. So then we'll start letting people in for us at 10, and then our show will start at 10:30.
And it's a nice space. It's actually got plenty of room. There's a stage. There's plenty of room for seating. There's even a, if you want to go in and buy stuff, there's a little boutique. Mm-hmm. But I forget, Isola Rose?
Isola Rose was in there. I believe that's being phased out, and Natalie's trying to transition that into like a costume shop for kids, something that's a little more in keeping with the theater stuff that she's doing in there during the daytime.
And Class Act, they do these things sometimes called sort of theater sports, but other things. They tend to be geared towards younger people.
Most of the stuff during the day is geared for younger kids. They have a house improv team, Post-Industrial Parfait, and they have biweekly improv shows there on Saturday evenings at 7 and 9. And the earlier show is kind of kid-friendly, and the later show is apparently not guaranteed to be as such, but, you know, it's all good fun.
Well, that's fair enough. And this one, the Halloween Trilogy, will be all the better if it's not kid-friendly, right?
It's not kid-friendly. We're not expecting kids to be out at 10 o'clock at night, and this is meant to be kind of creepy and scary, and we don't want to have to hold back.
So give us an introduction to the Halloween Trilogy, a series of three radio plays. I had not heard of these before.
Right. We're going to give you an excerpt from one of them, which is The Mark of the Beast by Rudyard Kipling. When I first read it, I thought Rudyard Kipling, you know, I always think of The Jungle Book. And this, again, is kind of jungle, safari-centric, and I really didn't expect it to be scary. But, yeah, it's kind of creepy.
And Psychic Joker, the presenters here, Jace Hoppus. When I think of Psychic Joker, I think of Jace only because, well, you were the first person I heard of in reference to this. And I don't know if you were the original person or if it was just you with Jason and Lisa, but you're the magician. No offense to Jason here, but the really serious.
Jason is a good magician in his own right too. But it was always the three of us. We developed Psychic Joker together, and we all had kind of our own ideas as to what direction we wanted to go with things, and it turned out that all three of our ideas were very compatible, and thus was born Psychic Joker.
I mean, I've actually seen this guy stick a spike in his nose right next to me in a at Parkland Theater.
Yep.
And I'm thinking, you know, and I mean, I'm 5 inches away, and I don't know where this spike is going.
So you don't want to
in
know.
My face.
And I don't want to tell you what it looked like when it came out. But,
it's just no, a little bit of brain matter. It's okay.
Yeah. Just adding to the Halloween notion here. So the other two stories that you're not going to cover here, one is, of course, by Edgar Allan Poe, which I haven't read in many years, The Cask of Amontillado.
Yes.
And then by Oscar Wilde. I didn't know he wrote ghost stories either.
Well, and I don't know how much of it's an adaptation of something else that was previously written. I sort of stumbled across these because I had done a kids' theater class for CUTC about a year ago, and I was just trying to find something else that the kids could do without having to worry about freaking out about memorizing and blocking and all that stuff. So we just kind of gave radio drama a try, and they liked it. And I stumbled on these, which were actually arranged and adapted by John DeLancey, of all people. And there's actually some kind of cool stuff on YouTube with him and Leonard Nimoy doing some of these stories for a sci-fi TV show.
So this is John DeLancey, who was...
what's
the name
of
his character? Q.
Yeah.
Well, see, the name John DeLancey, I don't know if there's any relationship, but that means something to me because there was an oboist who was principal
yes.
of the Philadelphia Orchestra. Are they related?
I don't believe they're even spelled the same, so maybe
they're
if you get
exactly
a few generations back, really?
I think they're spelled exactly the same.
I don't know.
You might have to find this out.
Might have to investigate.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have a preview in just a moment, but before we have the preview, we're going to hold everybody hostage here for the moment, because we need to give this reminder that we are in our fall pledge period, and that means we need to raise some money. We need to raise a lot of money, as a matter of fact, and we need to get a lot more calls. Last I knew, it was 501 in order to meet our goal of 1,200. Originally, it was to be by the end of today. But they are coming in much slower than we thought, so we'll be at you tomorrow. Until we will talk until you give us money. How's that?
So will we.
217-244-0025 is the number to call, or you can give online at willpledge.org. And here with me is the Major Gifts Director for WYLL, who I'm sure would be very happy to have a major gift or two come through today during Live and Local. Donda Beard.
Thanks, Kevin. That would be terrific, in fact. And I think if you are a person out there listening to WYLL and you can say this to yourself, you know what? I really believe in the idea of my public radio station getting involved and being a partner in the community with all kinds of arts organizations. You know, that I think this show, Live and Local, is sort of like the idea of a rising tide lifts all boats, right? The more we partner with other arts organizations in our area means a stronger arts system across Central Illinois. That's what I think Kevin is trying to achieve here with Live and Local. And if you are out there, if you have the means, and 2 minutes to make a phone call, I encourage you to make as generous a gift as you can right now. First of all, you're going to help us break that 500 call mark if you are the very next caller, because we are indeed at 501 calls to go in our participation goal for this drive, which is 1,200 calls. Now, that is quite ambitious, but we're only going to achieve our goal if you can help right now. Again, the number to call is 217-244-0025, or you can go online to willpledge.org. And Amy, our producer, has just come in and said, well, there are 496 to go. So, hey, you can be the 495th caller in, or you can make the number 495 to go. So thank you if you've already done your thing for WYLL. But if you have a couple of minutes, now really is a good time to say, yes, I believe in this kind of arts partnership in my community. I'm going to make my call right now so that WYLL knows they have my vote of financial support for this kind of show.
And I want to sort of jump in with the idea you said, you know, if you have the means. And just address that,
well,
that notion for well to make a major
so
gift.
I
but
will,
even if you don't have the means, mm-hmm. you know, often we think that means, oh, I have to be rich.
Mm.
But, you know, I'm one of your major givers, Donna.
Yes, you are.
And I work for public radio.
That is
Put
true.
The two together. What does that say?
That
I am not rich. Well, but it just means, you know, it says
you put a high value on public radio. Right. So I'll rephrase. How's that sound? We sound like we're in a courtroom, don't we? I will rephrase. If you truly value public radio, if the arts are very important to you, I encourage you to make as gift as generously as you can. Some people are giving $1 a day. That's at our leadership circle level of $365. We are very fortunate to have almost 270 donors in Central Illinois who support WILL at the $1,000 a year level. Some people have even gone ahead and made it simple for themselves. They're giving $1,200 a year because that works out to about $100 a month. And public radio, public television, public broadcasting means so much to those people that they are willing to say $100 is the right amount for me, $100 a month. So wherever you fall in that range, I hope that you will make a generous gift today so that we can keep bringing you programs that are full of classical music and full of arts information about our community. If you think it's important, I hope you'll call right now.
217-244-0025 is the number to call, or give online at willpledge.org. Thanks very much, Donda. And I'm looking at one of our actors here squeezing his shoe, and I'm assuming that there is a strategic reason for that, but I'm going to ask you about that afterwards, Jason.
Very well.
So without further ado, here is a preview from Rudyard Kipling's The Mark of the Beasts. It is one part of the Halloween trilogy being given by Psychic Joker at Sodo Theater in downtown Champaign, Saturday night starting at 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock, 10:30. Doors opening at 10 o'clock, I think. And you're hearing this preview live on Live and Local.
Oh, my God. My God. My God. What's to be done?
The only thing now is to restrain him. I'll get some rope.
He's an officer of Her Majesty's regiment.
You mean he was?
He still is. Fleet's a good man. If he stays away from the drink.
Are you crazy? Listen, you twit. Whoever he was is gone now. I say we truss him up and sit him tight. And maybe, just maybe, he'll survive till morning.
How dare you?
Shut up and do as I say. Our lives depend on it.
We waited till Fleet had finished dining before luring him to sit in a large chair in the center of the room.
Young cat is a tasty treat. Raw monkey brain, blood, salty, delicious. Rat and mongoose and fowl all together. There's nothing better.
While Fleet spoke of exotic cuisines, Weiss brought him tightly to the chair.
These ropes will hold a gorilla.
Just then, a howl pierced the night. It came from the jungle. It came from all around us.
Machno, bar the door. Fasten the windows. There's no time to lose.
We went about our task with deliberate speed, conscious of the ever-growing danger. Just as we finished securing the house...
Oh! God, look at him! Look at his face! It's covered in fur! And those yellow eyes!
Listen, listen, do you hear? They're coming.
Who's coming?
Every feral beast within 100 miles. He's possessed. They want him.
We stand by our men.
Use your brain, Strickland. Look at his face. What's to remind you of a puma, a leopard maybe, but certainly not of a man.
I'm not leaving him like this. Hughes, give me your knife.
Strickland, cut the ropes. Fleet, or what was left of Fleet, just sat there, his eyes fixed on the front door. The howls and shrieks all around us were deafening. We made a dash to the large closet in the bedroom, just as the front door burst open and the horrors of the night entered. At dawn, we emerged from our hiding place to find the room a shambles. Fleet was gone, only shreds of his clothing littered the floor.
So the thing about radio plays is you need sound effects. And hence the shoe.
Correct.
Although I'm still not quite sure what was the shoe supposed to be.
Well, assuming Jason. It came across the mic properly, and I couldn't hear what these mics were going to sound like before I started, so I'm making a quick assumption. It should have been the sound of leather and rope.
It may well have been. There was a lot going on there.
You've got the headphones. So.
I do have the headphones. Well, I'm just, you know, I actually have the advantage, or in this case, disadvantage of seeing everything that's going on. And if you're doing a radio play, then, you know, you're not necessarily going to see these things. So your imagination is all that. Well, actually, your imagination doesn't need to be very active at that point because you hear what's going on. But you guys are doing this not purely as a radio play, but as a stage play. So the sound effects that you have, will they all be visible?
Oh, yes.
To people?
Absolutely. We had to modify a couple of things just because we knew we were going to be in sort of close quarters. But being on a stage, we can bring in some larger things to make some larger effects. And actually, that's kind of what drew me to do this in the first place. I really like the behind-the-scenes concept of seeing what the actors are doing and seeing some of the effects at work and knowing that there's more behind just what sounds are coming out of the radio.
And Jason, I see you've got quite a stack of other things here that didn't figure in.
They did not. They were in case.
Just in case.
Well, we had another preview prepared, given, I don't know if there's time to do it or not, but...
Well, you know, I'd like to hear a little bit what you would have done with some of these things you've got there.
Would you like to hear it in context? Or
I'd like to hear a little bit in context.
You want
to
do some Amontillado?
Just do a little bit of the cask of Amontillado from Edgar Allan Poe. This is for the Halloween trilogy that's being presented at Soto Theater in downtown Champaign this Saturday evening. And our actors, who I have actually, curse me, failed to introduce, in addition to Lisa and Jason Cerezzo, we have two Jaces, Jace Hoppus and Jace Jameson, also Gabriel Miller and Jamie Leroy. And who am I missing here?
David Heckmet.
See, I don't write it down so that I immediately forget. Did I miss anybody?
Nope, you guessed.
Yeah. So this is just a little bit from Cask of Amontillado. And I'll tell you what it was that Jason is doing, whatever effects we're going to hear after we're done. I can see what they are, and I'm quite curious.
Okay. I made sure no one followed us as we hastened down to my palazzo. All the while, I felt the giddy urge to push the damnable Fortunato into the canal. But drowning a man who cannot swim would hardly be as pleasurable as what I had in store for him. A mere drowning could not avenge my father's death. My father, whose heart stopped when the heartless Fortunato tore up the deed to our winery and spat in his face. The iniquity. At last we arrived at my home. I fumbled with the keys, such was my state, and the great door opened.
Dear Lord, what is that pestilent smell? I don't think I can bear it.
Oh, but you must. The Amontillado awaits. Truth be told, I could barely tolerate the stench myself. We continued down, down the ever-narrowing tunnel, and the walls as slick, as clammy as toad's bellies.
The stench, it's suffocating me.
Oh, surely not suffocating you. Oh, no, come. Not much farther. The Amontillado.
Don't pull me, Montressor. I might fall. God knows what's underfoot.
Yes, God knows. Down and still down we climbed, him coughing and gasping, our feet slipping among the slugs and worms and excrement of vermin. Finally, our torches dimmed for lack of oxygen.
Where is the damned Amontillado?
Soon.
I cannot go another step. I will die.
My friend, you underestimate your strength. Only a little farther, I promise. Here's a bottle of claret that will fortify you. Drink, go on. That's good. Excellent. Yes. Drink. Drink up, my dear friend. That's it. Drink the whole thing. Good. Now to the Amontillado. A few more yards.
What is all this crunching? What are we stepping on? Bones! My God, Montressor, they look like the bones of human skeletons.
Yes, my family. These walls contain hundreds of relatives. So good to be surrounded by family.
So good. Ha! Your grandfather was a naive fool who paid for wine and got vinegar. He was the first, Montressor, to squander your fortune.
Yes, I know. He was a poor businessman. Oh, it was difficult at that moment not to take that jagged claret bottle and rip open his carotid. I could have sunk my teeth into his fat, putrid flesh, but... Surely you do not mean to impugn my dignity?
But I do, Montressor. Your father was swindled even more times than his father. He had a positive talent for poverty, a genius.
An excerpt from Edgar Allan Poe's Cask of Amontillado. Now we're getting into the serious business of scary Halloween stuff going on there. And we had Jace Hoppus and Jace Jameson, along with the sound effects produced by Jason Cerezo. So we had some crumbled up ramen noodles representing the crunching of bones. We had... Well, it looks like chains representing chains.
That's
it's funny how that works. We even had in the appearance of an iPhone, I believe.
You're not supposed to tell that part.
That's one of those adaptations we made for our small space.
Yeah, we couldn't fit a creaky door in here. I mean, we probably could have fit it, but getting it up the stairs and around corners would have been.
So will we have an iPhone at the actual show, or will we have a creaky door?
Well, you'll have to come and see.
There you go. It's the Halloween Trilogy, a live radio drama being given at Soto Theater Saturday night at 10:30. A series of three radio plays adapted from Edgar Allan Poe's Cask of Amontillado, Rudyard Kipling's The Mark of the Beast, and Oscar Wilde's The Canterville Ghost. And Soto Theater is located at 114 South Neal Street in Champaign, a production of Psychic Joker, which in turn is a creation of Jace Hoppus, Jason Cerezo, and Lisa Cerezo. And we thank you all for coming in on Live and Local today, and best of luck with the production.
Thank you.
This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. We want to encourage your calls of support to make sure that we can keep the show going in the coming fiscal year. The phone number where you can pledge your financial contribution is 217-244-0025, or you can give online at willpledge.org. Coming up, we have the Champaign-Urbana Sweet Adelines to preview their Halloween show, which is happening in Champaign this Saturday. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. That music comes from the film Pan's Labyrinth, which I've actually never seen, but I've heard it is quite an experience. And my intern, Jason Hayes, said, hey, it's got some scary music. And indeed it does. Heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. As we're setting up for our barbershop segment, I wanted to remind you that it is our pledge drive, and we're still looking for quite a lot of support still to come in before the drive is ended, since we have set the goal for 1,200 total calls, and we're somewhere now in the 400s where we still need that number to go in order for this to be a success. And we don't set these goals idly. We go through the year and figure we need to do this from this area of fundraising, and this amount here and this amount there. And the only way, just like in your household, the only way we will bring in the money we need is by meeting the goals. And with more specifics on that, can do it more eloquently than I is Donna Beard.
Hi, Kevin. I'm really glad to be here. And sure, I can review our goals with you. We would like to raise, we hope to raise, we plan to raise $210,000 in the month of October. And this radio fund drive is a very important part of the fundraising picture for the month of October. In order to do that, and that is an increase from last October's performance, a pretty significant one. In order to do that, we have said that we feel like we need to have 1,200 pledges during the WILL radio pledge drive. Shortened pledge drive, you know, it's really just a few days long plus the power hour. So we set a goal at 1,200 calls. because we know about what the average gift is. So we factored all of those kinds of things in. We came up with the number 1,200 pledge calls. So we're at 490-something to go at this point. Now, it was quite an auspicious goal, but we really feel like we must achieve it in order to keep pace with our fundraising goals for this year. So I hope that you will join us. If you if this is the time to renew your support for WILL, 495 to go. Very specifically, Amy, our producer, just came in to give us that little update. So if it's time for you to renew your support, I hope you will call now, 217-244-0025. If it's been a few years since you've been able to make a gift for WILL, or maybe it's just slipped your mind for a couple of years, or maybe you've just found yourself listening a little bit more lately, I hope you will take this opportunity to support WILL with your gift. Maybe you can make an additional gift this fall. Again, another great time to call 217-244-0025. Help this station make progress toward its financial goals for the year. I want to briefly mention a really neat new thank you gift that we have available. It's called Listen Magazine. It's a terrific flip-through magazine, gorgeous pictures, updates on summer festivals you can go to. This particular issue is from this past summer. There are interviews. There are updates on new recordings. It's just a gorgeous magazine. If you are at all interested in classical music, I encourage you to call now with your gift at the $250 level or above, of course, and choose this as your thank you. A year subscription, 4 issues of Listen Magazine will be yours. Again, you need to tell the person who answers the phone that you'd like that subscription, or when you go online, gosh, you can choose from any number of our thank you gifts there. And the online address, willpledge.org. And when you do it, you're going to be helping us meet our monthly fundraising goal, $210,000. Also, our participation goal for this fund drive, you'll be helping with that as well. So now's the time. We hope that you'll make your gift right now.
217-244-0025 is the number to call. You can do payroll deduction if you're at the University of Illinois. You can send us a check later. You can do your credit card. We can bill you. All of these things are options. You can do electronic funds transfer. And you can also manage all those methods with the exception of being billed by going to our web address. And credit card is the best way to expedite that. And it's willpledge.org, willpledge.org. We have support not only from our listeners, but also from Sangam and Auditorium, University of Illinois Springfield, presenting in concert classical violinist Midori tonight at 7:30. Additional information can be found at sangamonauditorium.org. And we have support from the World Harvest International and Gourmet Foods on the corner of 6th and University in Champaign, providing Champaign-Urbana with a wide array of foods from around the world, including cheeses, olives, spices, hot sauces, olive oils, and more. World Harvest invites you to join them in supporting public radio. 217-244-0025 or willpledge.org. It's live and local. And that was more music from Pan's Labyrinth, the film, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. More scary music to carry you to our next segment. Normally, Sweet Adelines aren't very scary, I don't think, anyway. But they're going to do their best on Saturday night at Faith United Methodist Church in Champaign, as they're calling their show, A Ghoul's Night Out, Halloween Spooktacular, Believe It or Not. This says here special ghost quartets may make a disappearance. And they're actually giving two performances, 2:30 in the afternoon and 7:30 in the evening, and Faith United Methodist Church is on South Prospect Avenue in Champaign. The director of the CU Sweet Adelines is Jackie Compton. Thanks for coming in.
Our pleasure.
You've brought in a different quartet than we've had before.
Yes, we have. I picked these ladies off the street because they were available this afternoon. It's hard to find people who can come in the middle of the afternoon, and generally Illusion sings with us, and one of their members was not able to be here today. So these ladies kindly agreed to come and put together a pickup quartet for you.
Yeah, well, you know, that's something that barbershoppers, whether male or female, do all the time anyway.
Yes.
You do these things called tags with great regularity where you just do the ends mm-hmm. of all kinds of quartets.
And it's interesting because the quartets you referred to that are making a special disappearance, we have seven little quartets in our chorus doing tags so that it's just the end of a song to get one of our fun facts in.
Well, that sounds all right to me. And so what's going to make this show particularly spooky?
I'll let Donna field that one.
We're going to talk about a lot of different fun facts that have to do with Halloween. One of the things that people associate with Halloween is a black cat. And it's often thought that black cats are witches' familiars. And they are errand boys for the witch, and so they go out at night and do the things that the witches would like to have done. And a lot of people do not like black cats. I personally am a cat fan, so I can't say that's true of me, but in some cultures, it's the black cat that is good luck, but in most cultures, it's the black cat that is bad luck.
So now you're really making me wonder what is going on in my house at night, because I've got two of them.
Are they both black?
They are both black.
Oh, well.
And they're brothers, so they could be, Ooh. You know, now I'm worried.
Are things disappearing?
Well, I don't know.
Ah.
Maybe they're disappearing from my brain, and that's the satanic at work. So what are some other fun facts that I can feel paranoid about?
You probably won't feel paranoid about this one, but one of the most interesting things we found was a legend that the early Irish had about a man whose name was Jack, who was so disgusting and so bad that neither God nor the devil wanted anything to do with him. And so he was destined, when he died, to wander forever in limbo, carrying nothing but a candle in, actually it was a scooped out turnip, because the Irish had lots of turnips. And so he wandered the land with a light in a turnip. Now when the Irish immigrated to the United States, turnips were not as readily available as pumpkins. And so that's how the jack-o'-lantern came to be, because it was Jack's lantern that you would see at night.
That's one of those things that, you know, I'm not even sure I've ever actually wondered. It's one of those things you just sort of take for granted. Oh, that's called a jack-o'-lantern. And then at some point you might think, oh, why is that?
Why Jack? Yes.
Now we
exactly.
know. What about the music? You got scary music?
Well, we didn't really pick scary music. We can pick pretty much anything we want and mold our idea around it. So we changed a few words here and there to make things fit, but it's pretty good music.
And how many songs? Did you have a couple songs for us on the show today? Well, why don't we start with the first of them? Introduce your fellow quartet members here, Jackie.
I have singing tenor, Jen Sims.
Hi.
Singing bass is Jan Weber. Donna Sharp is singing baritone, and I'm going to be singing lead.
And do you have a name, or you're just the pickup, the ladies off the street?
Or you could call us, we kind of like the treble makers.
The treble makers? Oh, that's good. That's good. That sounds fine to me. These are four ladies from the Champaign-Urbana Suite Adelines who are giving their fall concert on Saturday afternoon and evening at Faith United Methodist Church in Champaign. And they're live on Live and Local.
Dum 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 dum. Why do ghouls fall in love? Why do birds sing so gay? And lovers await the break of day. Why do they fall in love? Tell me why does the rain fall from above? Why do ghouls fall in love? Why do they fall in love? Love is a losing game. Love can be a shame. I know of a ghoul you'll see. For that ghoul is me. Why, tell me why? Why? Tell me why? Why do the kisses of the moonlight, those lovers caress all through the night,
Why do they fall in love? In love?
Tell me why do they
Why do they fall in love? In love?
Why does this heart of mine get so crazy?
Defeat. Why do they kiss in the silver moonlight? Why do they cuddle all through the night? Why do the little stars shine so bright? Why, oh why? Why do birds sing so gay? And lovers await the break of day. Why do they fall in love? Why do raindrops fall from the sky? Why do foolish lovers sigh? Why do they kiss in the silver moonlight? Hug all through the night. Why do stars shine above? And why, won't tell me why, do ghouls fall in love?
Crazy ghouls
fall in love. Why do ghouls fall in love?
That's not bad for a pickup quartet. Jackie Compton is the lead of that.
Treble Makers.
Treble Makers. Right, the impromptu name here when pressed. Had to come up with something. From the Champagne Urbana Suite Adelines. And is this one of the quartets that will be doing some tags?
No.
Well, you might as well now. I mean, you guys could do just fine.
We are all in the pickup quartets, though.
Oh, you are each
yes,
in a quartet.
We are each in them, yes.
Right. Well, before we hear your next song, we're going to give another reminder to our listeners of the other aspect of business that we have today, which is not only letting you know about some of the performances that you can go out and see and hear live in our listening area, but also that in order to support to make sure that Live and Local can continue to bring you this service, we need your financial support to do it. And the phone number where you can call and pledge is 217-244-0025. And Donna Beard is WYLL's Major Gifts Director. She always has a major task every year to make sure that, you know, we have some folks who can maybe go a little above and beyond the average. And that's not necessarily our exclusive business on our pledge drives, but it's always welcome when somebody can.
It's true. I'll just go over our suggested levels for our leadership circle. We are so fortunate to have over 1,000 friends of WILL who make gifts at the $250 level or more. And that, of course, includes WILL radio and TV. And you can tell when we've got that many people giving at that level, they really do provide a very firm foundation of support for this station. So if you've been giving for a long time and you can move up to that leadership circle level, or if you can just join us at the $250 level today, it's like adding a little more cement into the foundation of support for WILL. We have hundreds of people who are giving at $500, and we're very fortunate to have a couple hundred or more Vision Circle members who can donate $1,000 or more each year. And all of those folks are very important to us and welcome. You are welcome as well with whatever gift level you are able to make today. We invite you to call 217-244-0025. And Kevin, I was just thinking, Live and Local is about getting out and about Central Illinois and seeing and hearing performances, and maybe you'd like to have dinner while you're out. Well, if you are a donor to WILL at the $52 level or above, you will be entitled to a member card that entitles you to 2-for-1 dining discounts at restaurants throughout the state of Illinois. And there are museum discounts and theater discounts and bed and breakfast discounts. I mean, you can really have a good time on a weekend when you use your WILL member card. It's just a little benefit, our way of saying thank you for being involved in public radio. And since this show, Live and Local, is about getting out and about town to see our wonderful arts groups, I thought it would be a good time to mention the member card again, available at the $52 level or above. All you need to do to get started and have your member card sent to you is to call 217-244-0025, or you can go online to make a gift at willpledge.org.
Donna, you had me in a mild panic because when you started to say, I was just thinking, and you know, it's a get people out and me and so on. I thought, she's not going to auction off dinner with me.
No. As fascinating as that would be.
Surely you would have discussed this discussed that with me first. But there is an idea for, you know, I don't know, that would run, I think that would have an anti-effect, probably. People would pledge in order to make sure that doesn't happen. There's another idea
there,
for you.
Guarantee.
217, that's right, 217-244-0025. Or willpledge.org. You know, the Sweet Adelines are themselves a not-for-profit organization, so you know what a lot of this is about, and you've done plenty of singing for other nonprofit groups. I'm just looking at some of the list here. You've done a benefit for the Eastern Illinois Food Bank before. You've certainly done it at the County Fair, which isn't necessarily a nonprofit gig, but although the event, I don't know if the event is or not, but you've played sang lots of different places and lots of different occasions, and is that something you consider at all part of your mission, Jackie, is to do that sort of thing? Or is just you'll sing where anybody asks you to sing?
We like to think that is part of our mission, but we do. We will sing anywhere, anytime, because we just love to sing. But it's nice to bring joy. We especially like to go every Christmas. The AmVets post in Champaign takes us to the VA hospital on a bus, and we sing for the people who can't get out and about. And that's one of our highlights every year. We also sing for their Memorial Day service out at Grandview Gardens. And those are some of the special things that we do that are really near and dear to our hearts.
And, of course, there's the annual fall show, and that's what you're here for today. It's their Ghouls Night Out Halloween Spooktacular, Saturday afternoon at 2:30, Saturday evening at 7:30 at Faith United Methodist Church in Champaign on South Prospect Avenue. And our pickup group here, suddenly called the Treble Makers, have one more song for us. I assume this song will be on the show, probably sung by the full chorus?
Yes.
On Saturday?
Yes, these are all on the show, and they all have fun fact in introductions so that you'll learn something about the Halloween and fall seasons, as well as enjoy some good music.
Of course, we don't want to give away any more of those fun facts, or they won't be fun anymore.
No.
What's the song you got for us?
I'm Gonna Live Till I Die.
What was it originally called?
I'm Gonna Live.
Till I Die. Okay.
Some things just fit right in.
There you go.
I'm gonna live till I die. I'm gonna laugh instead of cry. I'm gonna take this town and turn it upside down. I'm gonna live, live, live until I die. I'm gonna stay riding high. I'm gonna play for the sky. Ain't gonna miss a thing. I'm gonna have my fling. I'm gonna live, live, live until I die. The blues will lay low. I'll make them stay low. They'll never trail over my head. I'll be a devil till I'm an angel. But until then, hallelujah, gonna dance, gonna fly. I'll take a chance riding high. Before my number's up, I'm gonna fill my cup. I'm gonna live, live, live until I die. The blues will lay low. I'll make them stay low. They'll never trail over my head. I'll be a devil till I'm an angel. But until then, hallelujah, gonna dance, gonna fly. I'll take a chance riding high. I'm gonna take this town and turn it upside down. I'm gonna live, 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 live until I die.
Wonderful. The Treble Makers. I really do like that. From Champaign Urbana's Sweet Adelines, they are Jan Weber, Jen Sims. Donna, I mixed up your last name.
Donna Sharp.
Donna Sharp. D-Sharp,
if you will.
D-Sharp.
But we sang
and
an F.
Jackie Compton, who is also the director of Champaign Urbana Sweet Adelines. They welcome any woman who loves to sing to attend and participate in their weekly Tuesday evening practice, which happens every Tuesday evening, logically enough, at 7 in the evening at the Grace Lutheran Church at the corner of Prospect and Springfield Avenue. For more information on their rehearsals and on their shows, and specifically Saturday's show, go to CUSweetAdelines.org. And to for more information on what your pledge dollars do and how you can contribute them, go to willpledge.org, willpledge.org, and make sure that you have supported Live and Local here on FM 90.9 to make sure that we can keep going for another year and continue to be able to tell you about folks like the Sweet Adelines and their annual show. 217-244-0025 is the number where you can call and make that pledge as well, or willpledge.org. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. We also have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is available at thecorkscrew.com. This is 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music, and so much more for Central Illinois. 217-244-0025. Make your contribution now.